Good morning. This is Gene Johnson, your local election supervisor. It is now time to cast your vote in a local station board election. You are eligible to vote if you renewed or became a member between August 7, 2014 and August 17, 2015. You should have received your ballot in the mail. If you registered in advance to cast your ballot online, you should have received an email with your voting instructions and password. If you did not register in advance for online voting, you still can cast your vote online. You should have received a unique password, which was included in your mail ballot materials, along with the online voting directions. All ballots must be received or cast online by December 4th, 2015, Eastern Standard Time. Please visit the election website at elections.pacifica.org for more information, or you may contact me directly at 347-927-0701, or you may email me at wbai-les@pacifica.org. This morning, we will have an on-air forum with candidates for your local station board. Via telephone, we have Bob Young. Here in the studio, we have Eugene Hammond, King Downey, and Alex Steinberg. What we will begin with Mr. Bob Young, and he will give us a 30-second opening statement. Once we've heard from all the candidates in their opening statement, we will go into a round of Q&A where they will have 2 minutes to answer the question. So we'll start with Mr. Young. Mr. Young, can you please give us your 30-second opening statement?
Yes, good morning, Jim. Good morning, WBAI. Thank you very much for having me on today. Briefly, I'm standing for the things I spoke about in the flyer that we sent out to all of the voters. First thing I do is I am the LSB vice chair for the past 2 years. Prior to that, I was the LSB chair for a year. There hasn't been much involvement in WBAI prior to that, but I've been in knee-deep ever since. I promise to fight for all attempts to sell off WBAI. I oppose the establishment of Pacifica shadow accounts for asset transfer. I believe that Pacifica needs a change on the national board to save the whole network. I seek permanent resolutions for continuing station problems. I will fight for better accountability to the listeners from WBAI.
Thank you, Mr. Young. We're going to move to Mr. Hammond. Mr. Hammond, can I have your 30-second opening statement?
Good morning. I'm Eugene Hammond. I'm running for the local station board. I'm actually on the local station board now for the past 2 months, replacing Ray LaForest, who resigned after many years. I've been many years a listener, a financial supporter. I used to spent hundreds of hours packing premiums at the station. I was on community bulletin board until we all resigned in 2010 after we were told we could not broadcast an event that mentioned the name of Bernard White on it. That's my statement.
Thank you. Mr. Downing?
Yes, thanks, Gene. I would say this. I'm an advocate, an analyst, an educator. I've had a lifelong commitment to human rights as a lawyer, a Harlem resident, member of many organizations, Fergal Legal Defense Committee, National Police Accountability Project, Harlem Cop Watch, all the way to Nicole Bell's Foundation on behalf of Sean Bell. Been a listener since the 1980s, an on-air host and guest. I even subbed on Where We Live, and I believe that the world's in a political crisis. The station is as well. We in the community need BAI to give us the word and a voice.
Thank you. Mr. Steinberg.
My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm a former member of the Pacifica National Board.
My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm a former member of the Pacifica National Board, and I've been involved in local station boards since the first one in 2003 for most of that time. I was termed out 3 years ago, and now I'm running to get back on the board, and the reason being because Pacifica is in dire financial trouble right now. The blame, if I have a chance to expand these remarks later, lies squarely in the majority of the Pacifica National Board, which has set out to sell WBAI and dismantle the network, and I'm against that.
Thank you so much. The first question is, What is the first thing you will do if elected to the board? And we'll start with Mr. Hammond.
Well, I'm on the board right now, but the first thing I will do is push for the things we need. We need a program director full-time. Mario Murillo was good, but temporary. We need a program director that's connected with the communities in New York City and with the movements in New York City, because WBAI has to be a progressive station that connects. A lot of our financial problem really is that our listenership has fallen off. We have long, long, long fundraisers that turn people off. And we need to be a station that many people in the different communities in New York City listen to and connect with. I'll tell you one little just anecdote. After 9/11, when the U.S. was about to bomb and invade Iraq, I was at a bakery in the Bronx run by Turkish people, and what was on the station? WBAI. I was very surprised. But WBAI was the only station around that had real news. We have to recreate a news department. We need a program director. We need a development director in order to do off-air fundraising. We need to connect with unions. We need to become a strong, strong station again that reflects all the progressive communities in New York City.
Thank you, Mr. Downing.
The first thing I would do when I get on the board is I'm going to listen. There have been all kinds of stories flying back and forth about what's been going on at the station and who's on which side and all that. To me, that gets all pushed aside. There's only one side that everyone should be on, and that's the needs of the community and the wishes of the listeners. So the first thing I'm doing is going to hear that history out and then put it in an objective position to find out where things stand and where the strengths are. The next thing that I'm going to do is to examine the financial picture. Need to know what's going on there and where the problems have been. And the third thing I'm going to do is bring the listeners in and have a chance for them to give input. And starting with them, because in a democracy, and this station is a democracy, or it holds itself out, that the people who are following are voting with their feet by not being on board. But there's part of the problem is not just simply that they're walking away, but also that opportunities are not being created for the station to place itself in the faces of the movements and be there prominently featured. That's going to draw the activists in, and then that's going to draw the listeners in. And all of those things, I think, will combine to begin to bring about some kind of change. One of the things that I believe in is that you can't change what you don't manage. And without a permanent PD, program director, and without a permanent development director, I mean, even the stations that play mindless music for mainstream corporations to kind of lull us into not going to WBAI, even those stations have solid positions there that are bringing in the money on their behalf. And if we don't have that kind of person here, and every nonprofit knows this as well, we can't move forward at all. And without a permanent program director, decisions can't be made about the quality of programming. I'll give you an example. I love a lot of the people who are on the air here. Many of them just kind of, they don't hit the beginning of the programs with the solid part of the program. They kind of chat for, I've timed it now, 3, 5, 7 minutes, and people tune away. I'm a listener. It makes me not want to hear because I don't find out until they've told me about their day exactly what the target's going to be.
Thank you, Mr. Downing. Mrs. Steinberg.
Actually, I know what's going on in Pacifica. I was on the National Finance Committee when I was on the Pacifica National Board. I was chair of WBAI's program committee in past years. I was the chair of Pacifica's hiring committee. I know exactly what's going on, and what's been going on is for the past 2 years, the Pacifica National Board has essentially been sabotaging Pacifica, and there are well-known plans to sell WBAI and carve up the network. This is not a fancy on my part. This is documented, proven fact. We also know that some of the people, allies of the Justice and Unity group, of which my two esteemed colleagues are representative, some of the people on the West Coast siphoned off several hundred thousand dollar bequest that was given to Pacifica and put it into KPFA, that's our Berkeley station, put it into their account illegally. When this came up for a vote on the Pacifica National Board, I'm ashamed to say that the WBAI representative voted not to release the information to the public about what happened. I think there's been a deliberate sabotage effort. This is not to cast any aspersions on my esteemed colleagues who are here today. They're new to this business, and I hope they will learn what's going on. But unfortunately, we're at a time now. It's several seconds to midnight. We don't have much time to learn. We need experienced people who know where the bodies are buried. I'm that person. I need to be back on this board. The first thing I would do if I get back on the board is remove the current national board majority. I think that it's time that some of these people just retired. They've been mismanaging Pacifica for the last two and a half years since they gained a majority. It's time to go, folks. We need a competent management. We need new direction. We need a competent board of directors.
Mr. Young.
Okay. I will say that each of my colleagues here have spoken have all made very good points. The first thing I want to say about all of this is, you know, just like running for an election and you hear people talking, you know, for Democrats, Republicans, all that, people say things that they would like to do, but the reality is that you can't do what you're talking about and you have to deal with all these other people. Now, the bylaws for WBAI Pacifica allow you to only do so much being on the board. You could talk about doing this and you could talk about doing that, but at the end of the day, you can't. You can't run the radio station. You can't come up with pie-in-the-sky things and make them happen. You have to work with other individuals, and you have to work with the bylaws. Now, I don't like that conceptually, but that's just the way it is. So going from that position, I want to say that, you know, I've been following BAI for a long time. In the early 70s, I was a very active radical. I was arrested at the May Day protest. I was at the Battle of Miami Beach. I was involved with all sorts of groups of people in New York, Vietnam Veterans Against the War. I've been arrested numerous times. I followed WBAI because WBAI used to give you the news. They used to tell you what was happening. That was the cutting edge. If you were in a demonstration, there was a guy there with a backpack and a microphone, and he'd be recording somebody, and that truth would somehow make it out into the real world. That's what WBAI should be doing. Regular news today is horrible. You don't even, whatever you turn on, it's garbage. Nobody says the truth. It's selective news. And I can tell you for a fact that I know that certain, I mean, just like Fox, MSNBC, they're going to put on what they want to air, and they're going to stifle the news that they don't. WBAI was never like that. WBAI put the news right out there, and that's where my heart is with this radio station. I know in Radio Land there, a lot of you folks out there, that's where you are, that you have that past. You have that tie to the station, and even if you come back once in a while to listen, that's what you're expecting to hear. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to try to save that collective progressive voice for New York communities. Now, that doesn't mean that one group of people has the right to tell the rest of the groups of people what they want to have, that they have the correct vision of what WBAI is going to be about.
Thank you, Mr. Young. Your time is up.
Oh, my God. Well, let me get another 2 minutes then.
Okay. The next question is, what are your fundraising strategies for WBAI? And we'll start first with Mr. Steinberg.
Well, I think the key to fundraising is changing the programming and marketing that change and being involved in the communications and media revolution. Unfortunately, Pacifica missed the boat on that a long time ago. We do not do any outreach with social media. We don't do any real marketing. And if that's not happening, fundraising strategies are just paper ideas. Some very good ideas are from floated by Ken Friedman, who's the general manager of WFMU, who has some marvelous ideas for fundraising. I'd like to piggyback off some of the work he's done in terms of social media and web development and so on. We need to capture the younger generation, and that's the main problem. Listening patterns have changed. WBAI has not adapted to those changed listening patterns. We know that most young people today do not listen to old-fashioned broadcast radio. That doesn't mean they don't listen to radio, but they listen to it in other ways. They listen to it as podcasts. They listen to it on their mobile devices. They get their news in different ways. We have to be able to adapt to this new environment, and unfortunately, that's not been done. It's one of the failures of the current Pacifica National Board. They have failed completely and utterly to address this problem. We need a new board elected to deal with these issues.
Thank you. Mr. Downing?
I would agree with a couple of the points that were made, but I think I would also take issue with one. No doubt that the programming has to be changed, but you have to say what it means to change the program. To simply say changing the program, we could end up with anything. I mean, we could end up with, listen, I love all kinds of music, but if the station turns into a music station, that may bring in more people, but that's not going to meet Pacifica's goals. So we have to specifically talk about what to do with the programming. The first thing is, as far as programming, is we have to bring in the kind of people who are going to create listeners. And we have all these movements going on, and those movements need to be represented. And if there's any issue with the number of listeners, instead of just looking at the content of the programming and kind of attacking the demographic, we need to look at how are these people being prepared to be on the air. And also, without marketing and a development director, there's no way that we're going to ever survive. And so it's so important to have a development person who moves forward. The third thing is, yes, we want to deal with online. A new generation deals with that, but the struggle is not taking place online. I mean, yes, there's social media, and we want to have a presence there, but we should have a presence on every website and in every place where organizations are posting their information. But we also need to be in the streets where people are. I haven't seen a WBAI banner at one activity. Yes, the parade, the West Indian Day Parade, but I haven't seen a banner at things where thousands of people who are engaged and would quickly sign up to look at us wherever we are. Finally, one of the things that I don't know and I will find out, but the information seems to me that the board, the present board and majority, has absconded on one of its major duties, and that is fundraising. Many boards have a requirement that board members actually bring money to the table, and if they don't bring money to the table, they have to find the sources of that money. And I would kick that requirement up and say, look, let's use some imagination and start to bring that cash in. So I will leave it there.
Thank you. Mr. Young?
Going on to what the gentleman before me said, the LSB had a radio show most recently. There was a lot of internal conflict trying to get that on the air, but once we did, the LSB was able to raise a couple of hundred, I don't know, maybe $500 in a half hour or something like that. But that's good. That's a start. But that's not going to solve the problems of this station. The problems with this station with fundraising is people confuse radio and business. That's why we are going through the problems we're going through. You might understand radio. You might understand, you know, what we should be listening to. You might understand great programming. And there's a lot of good stuff here, from health to politics, culture, and old. We have so many different communities, and I think we do serve them. But what we don't do is we don't run the station as a professional business. And we have to learn to separate radio from business to make sure that the business end creates an environment that the radio end can flourish in. It is not the same. Somebody that's in charge of the station and doing all sorts of different things, that is not necessarily your best fundraiser. We need to get people at a good fundraisers. We need to pay people a little bit more money or give them an incentive to bring more dollars into this station. I'm going to go with this because otherwise we're going to be out of business. Okay, if you don't give a person a reason to raise more money, then why should they? They get paid a salary, they do what they do, they move on. Okay, it doesn't matter. You know, yay, we're in trouble, but we're not out of business. Hey, it ain't my station anyway. We need to give some ownership to the business end of what we're doing at BAI in Pacifica, leave radio to the professionals, get the two working together, and I don't know what kind of format that would take, because that's the only way Pacifica is going to survive in the kind of economic climate that we exist in today.
Thank you so much. Mr. Hammond?
What can I add? First, Justice and Unity has a plan for a vibrant, sustainable WBAI, which is in the campaign literature. We have to go after past contributors and use direct mailing and perhaps phone calling to them. Second, I would say we should go after unions and other organizations that we're connected with, that members, that listeners are connected with, their unions, especially more progressive unions like SEIU Local 1199, the PSC, to try to get them to contribute. Third, we really have to increase our membership. We have to, again, connect with the community, have more people listening and think it's important to send money to WBAI. Next, we need a full-time progressive program director and a professional development director who knows how to go after money, after grants, etc. We should bring in more young people to train them to work as producers. And as King said, BI needs to be present in demonstrations, in political activities, in cultural activities around the city. We're not there right now. It's not good. You hear on the radio often older things from political people, artists, musicians, how they love the station because it's been the place where a progressive voice can be heard. We need to get back to that in order to make the station vibrant, in order to bring in enough money to keep living. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is, name one of the top strengths of WBAI and how would you capitalize on it? And we'll start with Mr. Downing first.
I think one of the strengths of WBAI is its mission, and there's no other network that has that kind of mission, and there's no other network that's made a commitment, first of all, to peace, and peace means everything from the end of police shooting folks in the street in communities of color, and we've just seen the most recent videos that have come out now that are being released, and a place where that movement knows that it has a home is most important. I agree that business principles need to be guided, but business principles have to also be folded into the activities that are being carried on, because when those two get separated, you end up with a system like we have in the U.S. where principles and the activities have been separated. So we've got strong people, we've got a link to the community that could be strengthened, but the mission is beginning to fail if we do all of our focus on what's going on in the national board and not talk about what's going on in the local board. And so while we have, and I was really trying to stay above the fray and get into the politics of slates, but if we're going to get impugned, accused of something that involves finances, then I'll say that when we look at the current slate, Indy Slate has been in control for years and years. And that's the reason why part of their campaign has been focusing on what's going on nationally where there are problems, but there are also some local problems. One of the reasons, if you want to talk about finances, where the money that was from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting was supposed to be available to us, the reason why that money, and that's several hundred thousand dollars, is not available is because that slate itself was not diligent, and its people on the national board were not diligent in making sure that the five stations had public meetings. That's all that had to happen in order for that money to be released.
Thank you, Mr. Downing. Your time is up. Mr. Steinberg.
Okay, before I get into that, let me just correct something Mr. Downing said. The reason we did not, WBI lost out on $300,000 a year for the past 2 years, was primarily because an audit was not completed and presented at the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Who's responsible for the audit? It's not the local board. It's the CFO of Pacifica who answers to the Pacifica National Board. That's why I have to discuss what's going on the Pacifica National Board, because the problems of BAI are inseparable from the chaos and the mismanagement of the Pacifica National Board. Now, to answer this question, what I think is the strength of WBAI is precisely its history. And I know something about that history. In 2013, when the Pacifica National Board met in New York, I was tasked with the job of organizing all the hotels and everything. And one thing I did was I arranged for a showing of the film
documentary of Bob Fass, Radio Unnameable. Now, I don't know if you know who Bob Fass is. He's the one basically who started freeform radio. And when he was on the air way on, at his height, he had a communion with the listeners. Thousands of listeners could be mobilized at a moment's notice in order to appear here, appear there, take part in whatever activity was going on. One of the things in that movie he showed was that people who were against the Vietnam War were mobilized to go to Grand Central Station at a peaceful protest demonstration, and then what happened was there was a riot of the police and people were beaten up and so on. Anyway, WBI used to play that kind of a role. It was really a player in the community. It was, if you want to call it, activist radio at its best. We still have remnants of that left in BAI. I would like to revive it for the new era of the 21st century.
Thank you so much. Mr. Young.
Okay, so your original question was the strength of the radio station. Okay, I didn't really get the answer in the prior folks that spoke, but the strength of the radio station is its name and its people. That's it. Okay, without that, and it's the dream of WBAI, what it's supposed to be, what we remembered it to be like, the things it has done, how it has been part of many, many national movements. But I got to tell you, things have really fallen down, and I don't even know how to fix it. We had the People's Climate March, the largest climate march in history. 400,000 people show up, right? We didn't do that much for that. On the local station board, I pushed for a simple motion to commend. It's not even something that makes any, it's just a commendation to the folks that showed up that day. Do you know I had a big problem getting that through? Do you know people weren't even interested? So now that's something that affects everybody, no matter what color you are, no matter what, any economic, whatever you are, okay, that's something that affects everybody on this planet and creates many, many issues. But people can't be concerned about that. You know, the problem with the station, okay, when I was the chair the first year I got here, I couldn't even have a meeting. There were members of the LSB that are not in my group, okay, not with the Indies, that is the JUC, would interrupt me in excess of 100 times per meeting, in excess, making it virtually impossible to have a meeting. There were members of that group that would sit there when given their free time. One particular person that is on the board today, in my commitment to free speech, allowed him to do so, gave me the finger for 2 minutes straight and said, blank you, Bob, blank you, Bob. And that went on for 2 minutes in the meeting. You see, the reason why the LSB doesn't work is because the people that are on there, there's a certain group of people on there that don't want to work with other people. If they can't have it their way, not only is the meeting not going to work out, nothing's going to get done. And that's what went on the year where I was the chair. So, you know, we have to get back, and I don't even know why that goes on. To be honest with you, I mean, I get it. I understand, you know, you want to have your way and whatever.
Thank you, Mr. Young.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Mr. Hammond.
Okay, one of the big strengths is sitting right in front of me, Michael G. Haskins, who I think is wonderful person. I think what he's doing with the morning show right now is very good. And also, I like the fact, I think, Michael, you're the one who started bringing the people talking in English and their home country languages, which, I mean, it's a reflection of New York City. It's a wonderful thing. So the strength of BAI is it's been its progressive history, its connection to many communities. That has to be strengthened. Talking about the local station board, which I've been going now to, I guess, 4 meetings and became a member 2 times ago, they're, just very quickly, I find them nuts, very headachy, provoking. The chair, John Brinkley, would bring an agenda, like a 7 or 8 point written agenda, which was simple to talk about, and the Indy Caucus would spend more than an hour saying, I object, I object, I object, and they couldn't deal with the agenda. It was horrible.
That's not true.
We need to have a local station board which more represents all the communities in the city, and a station which builds on the strengths of the African, the African-American, the Latino, the Caribbean, the South American, the East Asian, the Central Asian, the European, etc., communities in New York City, all the progressive communities and all the progressive unions. That's what is strong about BA and all the arts. Just for one second, you go on the subway stations in New York and you hear musicians that would be headliners in other cities playing for with their hats down for dollars. New York City is a progressive, strong, interesting city, and that's what the station has to be, reflective of. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question, if elected to the local station board, how will you work with the National Pacifica Board? Mr. Young.
Well, that's a very good question. It's going to be dependent upon what the composition of the PNB is. I really don't know what to expect. I don't have much experience with the Pacifica National Board personally. I only know what I read. I've spoken to members and former members, some present members. It's going to be a very, very, very hard thing to do. There is a lot on the table here, as the listeners can see. There are more than one viewpoint as to the way things need to be done. The only thing I could say is I've been involved with two companies in my life that have both gone out of business. And I was one of the hardest workers, one of the earliest people in both. And I sat there and I watched both companies go out. I seen it coming. I seen the changes. I knew what was coming. And at the end, when it happened, it broke my heart. And to be honest with you, you ever see a grown man cry? I did. Because there goes 10 years of my life or 13 years of my life. I see that happening here. I see what's happening at Pacifica and WBAI as being the same thing. I've been through it twice. I'm 62 years old, and I know what it looks like. I'm telling everybody out there, and if we don't start doing things the right way, there's going to be no WBAI. There's not going to be a Pacifica. It's going to be a different animal, and it's going to look a lot different to people that are trying to find the message that they're trying to tune into and listen to. So I warn everybody. I say it's coming. It's only a matter of time, and unless something changes, whether it's people working together or dealing with the serious economic problems we have instead of laying on the layers and layers of we've heard it all before, what the station's supposed to be like, what we're supposed to be reaching out to, the struggles, this and that, it's all going to be gone. Everything's going to be gone. I'm willing to try to do everything I can to make sure that the Pacifica survives and WBAI survives, but I'm giving everybody a fair warning that unless we start doing things different, it isn't.
Thank you so much. Mr. Downing.
If I'm elected, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look over the committees and see which ones to join. I mean, I have my own personal interests, but I'm going to be guided by my local board members to find out which committees I participate in. And as a listener, I'm not able to do that, but I can serve on committees, and I will let the needs of the local station board determine that. Once that's done, though, I'm going to fight on behalf of WBAI. One of the things I'm going to look at right away is going to be the issues of fundraising. And our current majority has not posted any kind of funding request to the national board in years, and that needs to change. We need to put forward what it is that we want to see and not just wait for them to make that determination. And I have no idea why that's being done, and I'd like to hear from the majority about why that happens. That being said, I'm also going to push for diversity. We can't let, of course, we always want to make sure that our economic position moves forward. But at the same time, we have to make sure that there's diversity in this decision-making process. What if it turns out that the lack of diversity is one of the reasons why the station is in the situation that it's in? And so I will point to the fact that our board has two women on the slate, Lynn Stewart, Pauline Park. Pauline is a transgendered woman. And we have four people of color, myself, John Brinkley, Ralph Pointer, and Dacio Quintana, who's a Latino. So three African-Americans and a Latino. So I want to make sure that that diversity is reflected all the way through the station. It's easy to go back to the old days when a lot of the issues that were going on were the same New York issues, but the people in the station did not reflect the diversity of New York City even then. And now its station even less represents that, and the board needs to do that. So I will leave it there.
Thank you, Mr. Steinberg.
Well, as the only candidate who has been on the Pacifica National Board and has experience with its committees, I can tell you it takes at least 6 months to get oriented on the Pacifica National Board in order to figure out what's going on. I can also tell you that we don't have the time right now. We are, as I keep saying, at a critical moment. It's no joke that Pacifica could disappear as a network in the next 6 months to a year unless some drastic changes are made at the national level. The local board has very little to say about this, I'm sorry to say. It's the way our bylaws are written. Maybe you don't like it, maybe I don't like it, but that's the way it is. 98% of the authority is vested in the Pacifica National Board, and that's simply the way it works. We need new people on the Pacifica National Board who will turn around the mismanagement that's characterized the network for the last 2.5 years. I was on a National Finance Committee. I was chair of the Pacifica Hiring Committee. I know how the Pacifica National Board works. I can also tell you, by the way, that committees are, by and large, a huge waste of everyone's time. One of the reforms I would like to introduce is to cut down on the number of committees. We have so many committees that if you actually try to serve your quota of the committees you're supposed to be on, you'd be doing nothing but sitting in on committee meetings after committee meetings and arguing agendas from here to doomsday. That's not the way a viable board of directors can work. That's not the way to get proper management. You keep repeating, by the way, that we need a full-time program director and development director. I agree, but that's sort of a chicken and egg kind of thing. Where are you going to get the money to hire a full-time program director and development director? You have to have a vision for transforming the network, and you cannot ignore the mismanagement and corruption that's been taking place on the national board if you want to do that.
Thank you so much. Mr. Hammond.
As King said, we can't join the national board right now. New members of the local station board can't join the national board now. But I will look to see also what committee I would like to be on. But the main thing, these things, a program director, a full-time development director, really... I have to get acclimated. By the way, I want to be a little bit, somewhat argumentative. This thing about selling the stations and breaking up Pacifica, I'm looking at an email right now sent by Steve Brown on the Indy Caucus to Max Blanchett, dated Sunday, July 22nd, 2012. Subject still breathing, but for how long? Regarding an analysis of Pacifica's financials by Independent Observer. And the main points in this thing are two. Let me get to them on page 3. One, this is Steve Brown, says Pacifica could recreate itself as an internet radio network instead of an online station. And two, Pacifica could donate its $150 to $250 million sales proceeds to organizations better equipped to carry out the progressive banner forward into the future. I and I think the rest of Justice and Union are totally opposed to selling BAI, to swapping stations, to breaking up Pacifica. Whatever local committee I'm on, and if I'm voted into the local station board, I will continue to push those things, that BAI has to stay an independent station and Pacifica has to stay true to its aims of being independent, progressive network. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is, where do you see WBAI in 5 years? Mr. Downing.
I'm an eternal optimist. Where I see WBAI in the next 5 years, I will say I'm an eternal optimist, but I also work for change. If somebody asked me 5 years ago where I was going to see the issue of police brutality, I would have said that we're going to see some consciousness raising, but we've seen a tidal wave of consciousness and protest. And I think that we just have to find the triggers for WBAI in order to make that happen. Sure. We want to have transition to a full-time program director, full-time development director? Of course. It takes money to do that, but there's going to have to be a strategic plan with smart objectives to move that forward, including a special campaign. If we can do a transmitter campaign, we do a special campaign to bring on a competent, if part-time, development director that's going to meet certain financial goals based on their past experience with a strong resume who has a commitment to radio like all the rest of us do who have worked here for years for nothing or little to next to nothing, and move that forward with a plan that would transition into a full development person. Once that's done and the connections begin to get made to the movements where listeners begin to call in and where program structures are changed so that on the fundraisers, instead of people starting off with, and I think this is a key for the future 5 years because finances are the key to the future. I listen to over and over again to the programs, and I hear people start off by pitching the premiums and not pitching the program. And even commercial television knows that you don't start out with the part where you ask people for money. You start out by giving them a tease that grabs them on what your program is going to be about. And I've timed people speaking 10 or 15 minutes at the beginning of why it's important to support the station. That causes people to tune out. I can't say how much money we've lost by not having the kind of training to follow the millions of dollars that the major stations have spent on tapping into people's psychology for programming.
Thank you. Mr. Young.
I would like to be an optimist based upon what I see. Unless things change in a dramatic way, I don't see WBAI being the same WBAI we know being here in 5 years. The first thing I got to say about that, and I'm not, a lot of these answers that folks are giving are just like rehashing some of the statements they've been saying before. I'm trying to answer this question directly. I'm not really sure what's going to happen. I know unless some real changes are made, we're headed in the wrong direction. First, I want to state, because it doesn't seem clear, that I want to let the audience know that we do have a program search committee going on to find a new director for the station. It's active. It's met a couple of times, so it's not something that anybody needs to do. It's already happening. So Radioland, that's what's going on. So, yes, the LSB is trying to work on that. In regards to anything else, I'm not really sure what the future is, but all I know is that unless some major changes are coming down here at Pacifica, and I want to tag on to what Alex said, is that we can't really change things at BAI. When I first got in here, you know, I was recruited by some folks at Occupy to run for BAI when I was down in Sicardi Park and stuff, and I came on, and you know, I was an idealist, and I was thinking of all the things that could happen, and then you read the bylaws, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can only do certain things. Those certain things are not enough to solve the major problems. The Pacifica National Board, they're the ones that are in charge. It is the foundation. We are just part of that foundation. They can do what they want with us. So I don't really know what the future is going to be. But I do know that as far as I have an involvement with this station, as long as I continue to serve this station, I will fight for a free and independent WBAI. I will fight to make sure that we stay alive. I will fight for the changes that I think need to be made. But if we don't do any of these things and we keep on the way we're going on now, no matter which faction's in charge, no matter who's doing it, we're done.
Mr. Young. Mr. Steinberg, you're next.
Okay. Before I get into the five-year issue, let me just respond to something that was said previously. There was the quote from Steve Brown. Let me say, Steve Brown is not a member of the candidates of the Indy Caucus 2015. Steve Brown, whatever he wrote in a private email 3 years ago has absolutely nothing to do with what this election is about. I don't agree with it. And nobody running on the Indy caucus slate agrees with what Steve Brown wrote in that private email 3 years ago. However, if you're going to cite that, and I think you should at least say something about what was brought up at a meeting of a strategic planning committee of the Pacifica National Board by allies of the Justice and Unity group. And what was brought up was the investigation of bankruptcy for Pacifica and selling off WBAI. That is a lot more serious issue to consider than what somebody wrote in a private email 3 years ago. the JUC person on the Pacifica National Board supports the people who brought up the bankruptcy motion on the Strategic Planning Committee of the Pacifica National Board. So let's be fair about this. Now, as to what's going to happen in 5 years, I really don't know. There's two possibilities. One possibility is 99.5 will become in 5 years part of the Christian Broadcast Network. That's a terrible thing to consider, and I truly hope that never happens. But it's a possibility. We have to be front and center about it. The other possibility is that Pacifica is able to reinvent itself, and WBAI is able to rise to the occasion and play the historic role that it needs to play in order to bring the issues to the public that needs to be addressed, such as police brutality, such as social inequality, such as the issue of the class struggle in the United States and throughout the world. That's what I would like to see happen, but I don't honestly know what will happen.
Thank you so much. Mr. Hammond.
Five years from now in the United States and the world, we're going to see obviously increasing climate change and different kind of destruction of seacoast cities, increasing drought, increasing people running from climate change, fights over water. We're going to see U.S. continuing, unfortunately, wars and invasions and drone attacks and bombings throughout the world, everywhere that the billionaire corporations think they can make money from. We're going to see increased privatization of schools, of water. If they could sell us air, they would do that. I hope BAI, and we're going to see fightbacks. We're going to see fightbacks for decent public schools, for water, for health care, for food, for housing as human rights. We're going to see all those fightbacks and those struggles continuing and increasing here in the United States and throughout the world, and hopefully we'll see a BAI that connects with and gives voice to those things. That's what I hope BAI continues to be and develops into. Then we'll have a vibrant BAI. So that's my five-year vision. Thank you.
Thank you. As we are coming to the end of our on-air forum, I'll have each of the candidates give a 30-second closing statement. We'll start with Mr. Steinberg.
Okay.
Use the microphone.
Sorry. When I left the Pacifica board 3 years ago, I had high hopes. We had a new executive director. We were beginning to deal with the issues of mismanagement and cronyism that had plagued Pacifica for years. What happened after that is beyond belief. The Pacifica National Board majority turned over, and instead of cleaning up the mess, it just got worse and worse, to the point where the Pacifica National Board is today seriously considering bankruptcy. I think we have to get a new board majority, and we have to get out of this hole that we're in, and the only way to do that is to vote for myself and Alex Steinberg and the Elect Indy Caucus 2015 team.
Thank you so much. Mr. Hammond.
If you haven't voted yet, please vote for the entire Justice and Unity campaign. Write in Lynn Stewart, the people's lawyer, who somehow was kept off the printed ballot by mistake, and vote in order of the Justice and Unity, and try to make BAI your station. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Young.
Briefly, I have been a member of the LSB for 3 years. I have a virtually stainless attendance record. The three meetings that I did miss were due to sickness and vacation, different than what I was accused of doing in the JUC flyer, so I'm defending my honor. If you want somebody that's going to be there to serve the people and to give the time, vote for me. I come right after work. I live on Long Island. I spend $30 every time I go back and forth to the city. I am in every meeting. I am there to serve this community, and I have done so irregardless of all the problems that have happened on the LSB.
Thank you.
And I continue to do so.
Thank you so much. Mr. Downing.
I'm an advocate, I'm an educator, but I'm also a lawyer, and we're evidence-oriented, and I urge you to go to justiceunity.org and look at the evidence. to paste the allies term is something that we used to call when the government did it COINTELPRO, but now we call it NOINTELPRO when people try to paint people into a certain corner based on, quote, relationships. Go and look on the website and just see that the local board has a lot more power, not maybe with the national board, but there were a lot of opportunities where the current majority, including Indy, could have taken action within the frame of the bylaws. So
thank you
for the entire slate.
Thank you so much. This is Gene Johnson, your local election supervisor. It is now time to cast your vote in a local station board election. You are eligible to vote if you renewed or became a member between August 7, 2014 and August 17, 2015. You should have received your ballot in the mail. If you registered in advance to cast your ballot online, you should have received an email with your voting instructions and password. If you did not register in advance for online voting, you still can cast your vote online. Your unique password should have been included in your mail ballot materials along with the online voting directions. All ballots must be received or cast online by December 4, 2015 Eastern Standard Time. Please visit the election website at elections.pacifica.org for more information, or you may contact me directly at 347-927-0701 or email at wbai-les@pacifica.org. Thank you for listening.